Gone.
Gone. John will be back Tuesday. He's going out to Hawaii to set up everything for his marriage, which is happening the fall.
October.
All right.
This October.
So let's start with celebrity trash, shall we, on this Friday?
Let's. Okay. If you want to stay up to date with all of your celebrity trash talk, get to wild949.com, keyword Christy.
Friday, I think we're going to have
Hell yeah.
It's the Bay's Hit Music Station. Wild
949.
It just makes it easier.
The Wild 949 $500 hit song of the day.
You got $500.
Oh my God.
Jamie gives you a song weekdays at 8 a.m.
$500.
Anytime you hear it, caller 94 wins $500 instantly.
Caller 94, mama.
The Wild 949 $500 hit song of the day.
$500.
Only from the Bay's Hit Music Station.
Thank you, 949.
Do you really think a good deal more?
And for John Manuel, it is Christy James.
This report is all of your traffic, wild949.com, keyword traffic.
What? What?
Uh-huh.
The Bay Area bus fight that turned into a national story.
Oh, yeah.
If you missed it, an old man and a young man scrapped right here in the Bay Area on a bus. Somebody captured the footage. The old man won.
Yeah.
And guess who's going to have them on the show today?
What?
The two dudes that got in the scrap. I want to give you details next right here on the Bay's Hit Music Station, Wild 94.9. Baby, are you down? It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's Hit Music Station. JV Christie's here in.
Oh, wow.
Battle on the Bay Area bus. Old man versus the young man. Now, this is a local story that spread across the country, and the video of the incident has exploded on the net. I need to go check how many views it's up to.
Oh, God. Last night, I checked, and one of them was already close to a million.
Wow!
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's just a local, it was supposed to be a little story. Go to jv.wild949.com if you have not seen this incident yet. Now, there's no audio, but what you see is an old man arguing with a young man on the bus. Old man has enough and he goes to the front. Like, okay, I'm done with this. I'll be at the front of the bus. Young man keeps on talking. And he's talking. But then he decides, I'm going to the front of the bus. I haven't had enough of this. He eventually pushes the old man. And then that's it. Ass whooping.
Dude, like, beyond ass whooping.
So yesterday, I asked for people to, hey, do me a favor. Help me book these guys. I said, does anyone know either of these dudes? Because no names were known at that point. And the calls and emails were rolling in.
Yeah, he's definitely
crazy.
So like I said, calls and emails coming in. And long story short, we have both on today.
I was actually talking to him yesterday. We got one email from this guy named Patrick who works at the coffee shop that the older man frequents. So he was like, yeah, I'm going to see him later on today. I'll talk to him.
Here's the dangerous thing.
It's Vietnam Tom.
Vietnam Tom. Again, you know, don't go screwing with people on the bus, because if they have a nickname like Vietnam Tom,
not the business. He can have a flashback on you and just, it's all bad.
Now, before we get to, because you talked to someone that knows the young guy.
I actually talked to his fiance.
I just said before we get to that.
Okay.
But I want to hear about the conversation in a second.
Okay.
While you were working on booking these two people to be on the show, and they'll be on later, I was working on a song for Tom to get his props. And also, this would be a song to the dude who got his ass whooped. This is just the hook of it, though.
When Vietnam, ride the bus and don't be a clown.
Good advice. All right, so Vietnam Tom will be on. What was cool was he offered I can either come in live after the show.
Yes.
But that was too late, or he can call in. So he's going to be on the phone. And you talked to the fiance?
I did talk to the fiance of the man who got the beat down on the bus.
Is he embarrassed? Did she say how he's feeling?
She said she's just been getting a lot of calls for interviews and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she didn't really say his state of mind or anything, but she's like, I've been getting a ton of calls. What's the compensation for this interview?
Wanted some money.
She wanted some money. Hey, they're about to get married. You know, he just got beat up. They could probably use a couple dollars. So,
all right, this should be interesting. Make sure you're listening later when we have them both on, because you know how my brain works. I'm always thinking event, event, event. what we do is maybe we team up with Strike Force so we can get all the legalities done. You know where I'm going. It's like, hey, dude, you got your ass whooped. Please redeem yourself.
Here's your chance, dude, because everybody in America saw you catch a beatdown.
And we know Strike Force, the guys, so well. Uh-huh. I've like grown with those guys when they started as a baby company, and uh-huh. they're tied with Showtime. And because this is a national story, imagine hey. Before the next big Strike Force event, we have Vietnam guy taking on the dude on the bus. That would be amazing.